Christopher's a good story, you know. We got made aware of him in the summer and we invited him in to train with us. And all cards were on the table. We said, look, we'll have a look at him and we'll take it from there. He came in pre-season, liked his mentality, liked him as a person off the pitch, which is important. And he was prepared to work and improve, and he's certainly done that. We knew he wasn't ready for us at the start of the season, but we felt with the training and how he'd go, if he could settle in the country and settle to life and the culture of the football over in England, then he would certainly have a chance, and he's proved us right on that and thoroughly deserved his opportunity on New Year's Day. And, you know, he made a couple of good saves early doors when they tested him out, and rightly so, and passed that with flying colours. But now he's got to kick on and really establish himself. It's there for him.
So the gloves are his to lose at this moment, is that right?
Yeah, very much so at this time. We were disappointed that we didn't get the clean sheet that his performance warranted, because to go in and make your debut in a local derby, and not just a local derby, in the conditions like you mentioned as well, that was a big test for any goalkeeper, and he's come through, like I say, and he's got to back that up now.
It's all about reactions, I'd imagine. How's Ryan Allsopp been to sit out the last four?
Yeah, we've funnily enough spoken with him today, and it's a new experience for Ryan this whole season. He's not been a number one for a number of years, and then he came to us and he's been paramount for how we want to play, and then he's found himself out the team, and we just said to him this morning he's got to make sure that he's wanting to fight and scrap to get back in the team, and he said he wanted to do that, and so that's pleasing from us that he has that mindset.
Yeah, the last thing you want is a lone player to say, well, if I'm not playing, I want to go.
Yeah, exactly. And then that's a credit to Ryan. So it's up to him now to, like you say, prove that day-to-day on a training basis.
Just on the window then, Sean Longstaff is staying with you
brilliant.
For the rest of the season. You've been impressed from day one, haven't you?
Yeah. Do you know what's been really pleasing? The development of him. If you'd have seen him in that first day when he arrived, to how he's physically changed, it's enormous. And then just how his football's been all along. He's still got areas to improve on in his game, but for a lad of his age to have come in and moved away from home, 19 years of age, and to have got 6 goals in the league is a fabulous return so far. And I honestly believe that, you know, when he fully develops into his body, he's going to be a hell of a player.
He'll be a big lad when he grows up, won't he?
Yeah, very much so. And we're fortunate that, you know, Newcastle have been very good with us to allow him to stay until the end of the season. You know, it was broadcasted that, you know, there was people, other clubs interested in him, and it didn't surprise me.
Were you fearing that he might actually think, actually, I might want to go somewhere else?
Yes, yeah. We've had to man mark him over the last 4 days, let's just put it that way.
In terms of other things, you've certainly tied up the loan of Viv Solomon-Osabor before Christmas, and the other loans, if I'm right in saying, Gary, are with you anyway, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes, that's right.
So is loans still an option or
well,
not?
Well, we have one loan available to us in terms of the five that you can put on your team sheet. And, you know, at this moment in time, like I've just said to you, there's four strikers out missing. So that would be an area that we would like to develop and strengthen in. But I'm sure there's other clubs that are in a similar position.
Are phone calls just being made every minute of every day at the moment, just, you know, seeing what there is?
Yeah, it was really funny in the sense of on New Year's Day, the window opened, we were all playing games, so my phone was quiet. But on January the 2nd, it didn't stop.
But nothing come of it just yet?
No, it's not. And obviously, we have the situation where the club is in the position it's in. We're very similar to Newcastle in that point. What I hear in the press and read in the press about Newcastle is a similar situation to ourselves.
Has anyone been to you yet to say, actually, Gaffer, is there any chance you can make me available?
No, there's not, to be fair to him. You know, at this moment in time, you know, the squad has been stretched and people have had game time. And that's been a pleasing thing, is that the players that have come in have really taken their opportunity and made the squad bigger by the level of their performances.